And UNG Nexus is a global organization that funds and supports clean energy accelerators all over the world. And UNG Nexus Uganda is focused on the clean energy access ecosystem in Uganda. Our approach is to support community-based organizations working in the last mile with access to financing and support to create their own clean energy businesses that so they can distribute products to people in their communities as a social businesses. So New Energy Nexus Uganda to date has funded 120 community-based organizations across Uganda and has provided energy access to over 100,000 people living in the last mile through cook stoves and solar products and water filtration products. Our mission is to improve lives in the last mile through access to these types of technologies. Our hope is to move across borders and work with community-based organizations in other countries in Africa to empower local communities to do the same.
Your organization has been named among the finalists for the Ashden Awards given to low carbon pioneers globally. What does such a global recognition mean to you and to other organizations working in Africa?
The Ashden Awards means a lot for us to be recognized on such a global stage and for work that we do locally, because our work is so driven in the communities we work in and are locally based and sourced and supported, and just to really elevate the importance of community-based organizations in the work that we do. And so by recognizing New Energy Nexus Uganda, it's also a recognition of the importance of community-based organizations. And so for that, that's really, really meaningful.
What are some of the key actions that communities and nations, especially in Africa, can take to reduce the threat from climate change?
There are hundreds of thousands of these organizations across Africa who are really started by local community leaders and work directly with the communities. And so they are best set up to not only innovate and come up with solutions to support the communities, but to also come to implement climate resilience projects. So what I would really urge is for especially international nonprofits, groups or donors to really look at these local community-based organizations for really delivering the climate change actions that we want to see in the continent, and make sure that the decision makers and the people that are empowered by this work is all done through local leadership.
What is your message or what is your appeal to world leaders and the international community as we gear up to the UN Climate Change Summit in Glasgow later this month?
My message is there's a lot of innovation in the Global South, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of thought leaders, a lot of experts, and for them to play a decision-making role in these COP26 processes and negotiations, that there is room and ability for a lot of the negotiating strength to come from people like this. And so it's not, you know, just the Europe and the U.S. who's driving all the conversation. It's really important to be incredibly inclusive.